Everyone, welcome back to the Rockcast. Jordan Budd here, your host, and today we're doing another episode of Tipsy Tuesday. So last week, it was about a week and a half ago, we wrapped up the Hunt Expo. It was a super fun time. Really nice seeing everybody and meeting new people. And we got a bunch of podcasts recorded, and we've kicked probably five of them out now, I think, four or five, and we'll keep those coming just kind of as soon as we can, keep them rolling out. But so far we've done the Rent Guns and Gear. We did that with Darren Cooper. We did Exo Mountain Gear with Steve Speck, Seek Outside with Kevin Tim. Yeah, we did Outdoorsman's, and then we did Scree Gear. So those are the ones that are out. So far we have a bunch more coming, like from Base Map, and dang, there's quite a few of them. I think we recorded 12 altogether, so that's cool. But yeah, it was just overall, it was a good show. It's always a fun one to go to. I bought from the Go Hunt booth, I bought a pair of Salewa Rapaches, which they look like they're spelled like Rapace, but they're Salewas. They're pretty stiff. They're not like a La Sportiva, like a Trango Cube stiff, or like a Scarpa Charmeau stiff, but they're pretty stiff. And it was kind of my first time getting to try some Salewas on, and they fit my foot really well, so I just went ahead and bought them. And yeah, super excited to get those out. Filming a sheep hunt this year in Idaho, so that'll be a good one to take those boots on. But anyways, all right, rolling into Tipsy Tuesday with some new Rock Slide articles. We have one from Ben Blakely, who's a Rock Slide contributor. This article is called Investing in You, and it's a cool article. It's different than we usually do, but it's super cool. So there's that. And then we have Hoffman Boots, the Explorer boot review. So that's up. And then Matt Cashel has already been on talking about the Kryptek Altitude set. He's already written a one article for that, but the part two is out, which includes like the Bora series or later season stuff. So that's up and ready to get, ready to look at. Links in the description. And then we have another one up. It's called the Alberta Mule Deer Hunt, and it's a hunt story with a really cool spin on it. That, you know, involves Rock Slide kind of planning the hunt and logistical kind of all things like that. So that's pretty cool. Giveaways, some other things going on over on the forum. Giveaways, Rock Slide is doing a giveaway, and this is a social media one. And what you, basically what you do is you like and follow each of these companies. So I'll do that first, I guess. Included in the package is an XLR MG Element 3.0 chassis, you know, like a rifle stock basically, and then the Kifaru Hoodlum pack, and then a Rockslide kill kit. So those three things are going to be given away, and what you do is you like and follow each company's social media profiles, and then you sign up for the Rockslide newsletter between right now and February 29th. So that's coming to an end here before too much longer. And then probably one of the biggest things that we've done, that I've been a part of anyways, is on Saturday we released Robbie's mule deer hunting film. So that's super cool. We did that. Yeah, that's really only been up a few days, and I think today it had 10,000 views I saw on there, and it's super cool. So I'll link to that in the description as well if you want to go over and check that out. Been getting good feedback on it, and I think it's a cool spin to kind of the educational side of hunting, and hunting big mule deer, passing up bucks that a lot of guys wouldn't pass up, including me. But yeah, it's cool. Also, the link will be in the description. Go over and check that out. And moving on to hot news. So there's been a few times where I've talked about some news regarding the mountain goats in the Grand Teton National Park, where they say that the mountain goats aren't native to there, and they're keeping the bighorn sheep from flourishing, and so they're just going to get rid of them. They were just going to shoot them from helicopters and get rid of them, and some people spoke up and got, I believe it was like the Interior Secretary actually shut it down. So that has been shut down as of now, and I know that they were going to have some meetings on it and see the best way to move forward with that. But that's interesting. As always, links in the description to go over and read that from Go Hunt. And also from Go Hunt, there's a new bill that aims to create protected wilderness areas, or wilderness areas of 1.3 million acres of public. So basically what's going to happen is lands in California, Colorado, and Washington will add nearly 1,000 miles of rivers to the National Wild and Scenic River System. And kind of in quotations here, the Democratic bill may be too narrow and meet Republican opposition. And the White House warned that the bill could impede future energy and mineral development, including development that is important to the economic and national security of the U.S. So that was in quotes there. But and then it will combine six wilderness bills that would create permanent protection for the acreage under the 1964 Wilderness Act. And it would basically put another 60,000 acres of Colorado lands into wilderness areas. So that's what's going on over there. There's a link in the description. It's a long article, and you can get kind of deep into it. So you can just go over and check that out. Moving on to another Go Hunt article, we have Colorado changes licensing program for elk. What they're going to do is they're going to take these units. I'm assuming they were over-the-counter before, because now they're going to make them apply-only units. And those are going to be in southwest Colorado for elk game management units 70 through 75, 77, 78, 711, 741, 751, and 771. So if you've hunted those before, there's going to be some changes there that you'll just have to get caught up on. And then over in Montana, they approved some changes for elk and wolf hunting. So Region 1 wolf changes and Region 2 elk changes. The changes will be five districts would no longer have late shoulder seasons. And basically shoulder season, as it described in there, says shoulder seasons are designated to keep elk numbers near objective. So it sounds like cow seasons. So yeah, the changes will be five districts would no longer have late shoulder seasons. The end dates would be determined by district and license type. Shoulder seasons for HD 290 and 298 would close a month earlier. 261 would switch from August, September, and October, February hunting seasons to archery and general seasons. And 262 would switch to August 15th to January 15th season. 204 and 216, both under subjective, in quotations, would have the late shoulder season repealed. And some hot forum threads. There's one kind of funny one, creepy experiences in the backcountry. Super short story. Never really had too much creepy experiences. We had a mule get loose from camp and heard us coming in one night, and we were on horses, and he ran at us in the dark, and the horses, I'm pretty sure, thought it was a bear or a wolf or something. And we kind of had a big blow up, and there was about eight of us on horses with two pack horses full of elk, and it was kind of a crazy deal. And then one night I was by myself in the high country, and it was early season, and I had a Hilleberg Sulo, and that's a late season tent. It was a little bit warm, so I left the vestibule open, just the like the vestibule door, I just left it wide open. And I was kind of asleep, or I had it pitched up on this big rock, and I heard a like pitter patter of what I think is, I don't know, like a ground squirrel, or I don't know what it was, but it ran in the vestibule and got like tangled up in all my stuff that I had in there. It like got locked in and started squealing, and it was a little bit of an interesting situation, but that wasn't too creepy. But there have been some creepy ones on there, so if you do a lot of solo stuff, maybe don't go over and look at that thread, but it is pretty interesting. And then the official Hunt Expo thread, in the last Tipsy Tuesday, I threw that out there. So if you wanted to have us look at anything that you could go over and ask us to do that. And so I'm just going to throw it out there again, and you can go back and look at that and see what people asked us to go look for and what we went and looked for. I personally didn't do much. Robbie did some running around, but I didn't get a chance to talk to Stone Glacier about some of their new things, but they updated the skyscraper, which is their little backpacking tent. We did a review on that with Josh Boyd and Robbie Denning quite a few episodes back. But they updated it, so I guess the door is a little bit bigger, and they added a vent, and it's actually 2 ounces lighter. And the new tent that Stone Glacier came out with is called the Sky Dome, and it's advertised as a six-person. It's a base camp tent at 31 pounds, so it's pretty big, or pretty heavy, and it's pretty big. And you can actually remove the floor as well, so that's kind of cool, and you can go over to the official Expo thread and look at kind of what Robbie wrote about it, and he took some pictures as well, so that's interesting. And then another Rock Slide forum thread that's open that was really cool is called Cheap Stuff That Works. And there was a lot of things on there that people were trying, like there was like $6 backpacking stoves off of Amazon and a bunch of stuff like that. That was kind of interesting. So go check that out if you're looking for some cheap stuff. And then for the hot minute, I wanted to kind of go back and touch up on an episode that Jordan and I did quite a while back on, it was our taste testing of freeze-dried meals. We had a lot of them on there. One of them was called Wise Foods, and they ranked, I believe, lowest on my list and second to lowest on Jordan's. And those folks heard our podcast and wanted to kind of fill us in on what was going on with some of their company stuff. They actually kind of rebranded and relaunched and redid a bunch of their meals, and they are now known as the Wise Adventure Meals. So a little bit different packaging, different brand, basically, and they redid a lot of their recipes. So they wanted to send us out some stuff to taste it, to give them kind of a review on it, see what we think. And then I told them, of course, if we would update it, I would update you guys on here. And so we got the stuff. We took the exact same one, which was, it was like a lasagna with sausage. And so we took the exact same, you know, meal that we had tasted before. It wasn't very good. We had this newer one, and it was totally different. I would say it was pretty much on par with Mountain House, which is good because Mountain House is, I would say, is the standard. And it was that way in our taste test, too. Jordan and I each did, like, a ranking of all of them, and we didn't tell each other what we did. We just kind of named it off on the episode after we tasted all of them, and Mountain House was right in the middle for both of us, so that kind of reinforced to me that that is kind of the standard. And this new Wise Adventure meal totally stepped it up and hit that. We haven't tried any of the other ones yet, but they have some other good flavors and some new flavors that they came out with that are pretty good. So that's just another option. One thing I really liked about their meals, I mean, from a price point perspective, they're like a lower price than Mountain House, so that was kind of cool. So just kind of wanted to give an update on that for the hot minute. Check out the Wise Adventure meals if you're around some. I wouldn't be too afraid of the new ones. And yeah, so that's what I got for you this Tipsy Tuesday. Some upcoming episodes, we're gonna kind of kick through the rest of the expo ones, and then we have some other ones coming up. And then we also had Les Welch on at the expo, and we talked about, he was on a ton of elk hunts this year, or last year, 2019, so we kind of talked about those and what he encountered in a couple different states. And so that's going to be a great one. And then we also had Josh Boyd on to talk about a rifle that he's been using. So we got a bunch of stuff coming up, and we're super excited about it. So thanks again for the support, everyone, and we will see you on the next one.